from Vikings Network East.
Yes.
Recorded live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, look, I got a pep to you this time.
Yeah.
You had a good week.
Not very often we go to Lambeau and win.
No, very, very infrequently. It's yeah, I guess it happens once in a while.
It's okay, you could cry.
I did a little. Yeah, you can hear it in me. I'm the not a great game for the Packers. You know,
I mean, the second half was very promising.
But man, when you're down,
you guys fight. They fought.
When you are down 28 to nothing, though, as a fan, and I'm not a diehard, no matter what, Packer fan. So watching them down 28 to nothing, it really takes the wind right out of you. Even when they come back in the first half and they score, and they make a stop, and they get a pick, and they make a score. They keep getting a little closer and a little closer. You're still like thinking, well, they're down. They're still down two scores with 15 minutes to go. The Vikings have to do.
I mean,
and the Vikings never did anything in the second half.
Yeah, they kind of went on cruise control and kind of went, oh, we're doing pretty good, which happens a lot when teams are up that much.
Right.
You kind of go, those teams kind of go, okay, we got this. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's...
Which is wild.
Indianapolis, Minnesota Vikings from 2 years ago.
As a professional, it's funny that can still happen. Like, I can imagine me and you being like, oh, well, I guess we got this one wrapped up, and you kind of let some... But these are the best.
And you got a 9 o'clock rush with six tickets. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's also... I mean, it's kudos. I mean, I listened to that game most of the game, and by half I'm like, okay, this is great, but
yeah,
I was waiting. I'm a Vikings fan, so you expect
naturally,
the worst, you know, and you expect the worst. And as the second half progressed, you're like, okay, this is gonna get down to the,
every little break that the Vikings could get in the first half, they got.
Yeah,
there was drop balls and offensive pass interference. There was every call that could possibly miss. Just barely out of bounds on this play, just underthrow, just overthrow, was all going against the Packers. And then the second half wheels itself around, and it's just.
Yeah, that's we talked before we started recording. By the way, we are recording; we're not live.
We're on a nice Tuesday. We've been on a Tuesday schedule. We
just so you know.
We have work things and whatnot happening. So it's still nice. Like I said, it's fresh.
Yeah, right.
Watching the games just recently.
Very fresh. But we talked before we started recording. That's coaching. That was a lot of coaching. The first half, Matt LaFleur got out coached.
Yeah.
And then the second half, Minnesota almost got out coached.
Yeah. Yeah.
It came down to it. We only won by 3 after being up, 28-0.
You won by 2.
Well, 2.
2, well, and, missed field goals.
You want to say it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I need to say it. Yeah, no, though. I mean, we're recording. I could say it. We could just start back. Yeah, we could roll this back. No, the missed field goals. It's been 2 years of just bad field goals.
Are you saying you missed Crosby?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hard not to. I miss Chris Jackie.
I don't miss Chris Greg Joseph, who's still playing.
Correct. Yeah, no, you miss...
New York, I think.
He was replaced... It's funny that Greg Joseph was drafted by the Vikings out of Alabama, was cut. The guy that they have on their team this year was drafted out of Alabama, broke all of Greg Joseph's records in college, and is playing really well.
Really well.
It's been a hot minute since a Vikings kicker was anything other than replaceable or fired.
Yeah.
And the Packers now for
because they had a big off-season battle for the kicker, didn't they? Like a
Green Bay?
Competition, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's not a big because neither of the people they were bringing in were named guy. You're not bringing in Justin Tucker. You're not bringing in a somebody. You're bringing in guys that nobody else wanted. You're bringing in to replace your seventh round drafted kicker who missed like 30% of his field goals last year. And he was replaced by Brandon something or other. And I say something or other because I'd like to hope by the
Greg
end of
Joseph
the season.
Was on that team, was on the Packers,
yep.
Trying to get the spot. He got cut as well.
Correct.
After and
They had three kickers going into preseason, going into training camp, which, like most positions, if you have three kickers, what you have is zero kickers.
All
and Green Bay's kickers last year cost them a couple games, and they were one game away from being real, and this year too. They've lost now a couple games, and lost.
That was a group effort in how they lost that game.
Yes,
it wasn't just the kicking; it didn't help. But interceptions, we looked at the stats, you know, and for the most part, Green Bay outdid the, on the stats other than time of possession.
Yeah, every stat and, other than the final score.
And interceptions.
Yes.
Which interceptions will kill, you know, will kill you.
Yep, you miss two field goals and have three interceptions. Yep. That is a lot of missed opportunities. And the, I mean, the Vikings capitalized, give or take, on these missed opportunities. They didn't have any of these missed opportunities themselves. They had one interception.
Yep.
Sam Darnold once again looked like a under control, knows where he's supposed to be on the offense, threw to the right guys at the right time, and is having himself a Pro Bowl season.
I think he's having fun.
275 yards, three touchdowns and a pick.
Yeah.
That is 20 of 28. Boy, if you would take that, if you're a Vikings fan, you would take that every single game for the rest of the year. He's putting up the best, one of the best in quarterbacks in football. He's amongst the best two or three
so far in 4 weeks.
You couldn't have predicted that at all. Even if you thought he would be good, you wouldn't think he'd be great.
Me.
Okay.
I said there was a potential that he could,
Fair. You did say, you did use the word potential.
There was a potential. Yeah. If everything falls the way it should have, or should.
And so far, it has.
And I mean, he's Baker Mayfield. He's Geno Smith, there's always one. I mean, Flacco last year.
And Flacco this week, too. Flacco is 39 years old, made a spot start for the Colts this week.
By the way, did you know he's 8 days older than Richardson's mom?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That stat came out when I was kind of seeing the highlights of the game, but anyway. Yeah.
He's that old. It is unpredictable with quarterback play. You just, you hope.
With
Jordan Love, there was no... I mean, I'd like to say the rust, but that's just not how that works. When you are able to practice, when you are able to absorb, the offense, you're amongst the theoretical best players at your position, and you shouldn't need a shake the rust off game.
Yep.
But they had some, they had some players putting up some good numbers, right?
Right.
Like if you're a Green Bay, you should be happy with Josh Jacobs ran the ball pretty hard, pretty well, only nine. That's not enough runs. But when you're down that many yards,
you can't run it.
Although they had eight attempts by Emmanuel Wilson, backup. So, I don't like that. Josh Jacobs has looked like a pretty good running back
up
in the spots.
This week.
Maybe it's something with the offense because it was the same thing with Aaron Jones. Same thing with Aaron Jones last year. He just wasn't getting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But Jalen Reed looks like a real deal. He's fun to watch. He looks like Deebo Samuel. He gets the ball in a lot of interesting positions, knows what to do with the ball in his hands. Dontavian Wicks, they must have thrown at him. He had 13 targets in that game. Two touchdowns. If he's your number two receiver, because, Christian Watson got hurt.
Really?
He's not going to believe this. He's not going to be playing for a few more weeks. Hurt his ankle.
Not his hamstring, though.
Dontavian Wicks is a big, rangy, really good, solid, number two. He blocks well, does what he's supposed to do on offense. He had his breakout game.
Sure.
Tucker Kraft looks like a real tight end. I mean, he looks like he's better than Luke Musgrave.
Yeah.
Luke Musgrave was their starter, and Tucker Kraft looks like a better all-around athlete. He's making all the plays. He's on the field.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, better. Luke Musgrave was not. He didn't see the field as much as you'd have thought. So it wasn't an offensive problem. I don't think it was a defensive problem, except it was a defensive problem. You gave up 31 points. You gave up 28 in the first half. Well, they were outscored 28 to nothing in the first half. They outscored 29-3.
Yeah.
In the second half, you normally win those games.
Yeah.
But McKinney had another pick.
Yeah.
He's got 4 in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is, he's getting in that Charles Woodson territory
both
difference makers. What did you see on the Vikings side that made you say that they might be the best team in the NFC?
Okay, so this reminds me of 98, aside from the ending of it.
How did that season end? No, I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead. Anybody wants to look it up?
Remember the weapons. That was Carter, Moss, Jalen Reed, Robert Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Dante Culpepper.
And an unbelievable offensive line.
Right. I mean, the offensive line isn't that good, but to that
correct.
From 98 team, but they are, I think this is the first time I can remember all the starters being there.
Correct.
So it reminds me of that offensive juggernaut that that was, 15-1 in 1998, other than the ending.
I mean, if you could have that ending again this year, would you count? That's an incredibly successful season. That team was supposed to be that good. That 98 Vikings, I remember that team. That team was stacked. They were better. They got better in the offseason. That was a great team at the right. That was a super, should have been a Super Bowl team.
And the defense was just as good. That was John Randall.
Oh, correct. Yeah.
You know, I think Dolman was on that team. You know, the Williams brothers.
Oh, yeah. Kevin and Pat Williams. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That was a great team.
But it reminds me of some of that, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, and they're spreading it around.
Yes.
They just didn't, it wasn't just to JJ. It was to Jordan Addison twice. I mean, Jordan Addison caught one and ran one in.
He's an all pro looking wide receiver. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, and we've missed him the last 4 weeks.
Yep.
Or 3 weeks, three and a half, whatever. So it was nice to have him back. But it's just another weapon.
And when you have a quarterback who's not just looking for one guy,
he's going through his reads. He's doing everything he's supposed to do.
And Justin Jefferson, every time he touches the ball, he still looks like the best player in football. He's incredible to watch.
Did you see that touchdown?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
How do you catch that?
I keep him in a couple fantasy leagues. Yeah. He's worth it.
You know, the defense stepped up. I mean, they keep on stepping up. And, you know, O'Connell's got them humming.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. I mean, some people are like, well, we're waiting for the shoe to drop. I go, well, they've beaten three playoff teams from last year already. I mean, one of them is the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
Obviously, they were missing Christian McCaffrey, but that week before,
I mean, you play who you play, right?
Mason went off, you know, so it's not like they didn't know how to run the ball. So I think it's just a great combination of everything is clicking, and we're beating teams handily except for the Packers, which was a close game, which I knew it would be.
Right.
It always is, especially in Lambeau. It's a close game. We normally don't win those types of games.
Aaron Jones.
Yeah. It was a great pickup.
Who'd have thought?
He's looking great.
He is absolutely.
And everything that he's been saying, he's like, this is the best I've felt, you know, in a long time. He's incorporated into the offense. The team just looks like they're having fun.
Yes.
You know, when you're having fun and you could be loose and just – you know, Brian Flores' defense is just...
It is night and day from the Mike Zimmer Vikings, which seems like that was 10 years ago. It was three, right? This is O'Connell's third year?
Yeah.
Third year? Yeah.
Yeah,
they look like a team. Kevin O'Connell's going to get a lot of credit this year for being a great coach this year. You know, like, they're going to keep winning. There's nothing on that roster that says they're not going to win more games. They're going to get better.
They're learning, and even in the big speech that I watch every time he has the big speech and they've been winning, so it's always like, you know, we've made mistakes, we're gonna fix them, you know. So I'm optimistic, man. I mean, right now there's a lot of people that do this for a living that have the Vikings at like power ranking number one.
Sure,
you know, the Jets are coming up for the Vikings.
I was just about to ask. They get in London. That's such a strange
It's still the Jets.
One to pick. You know, the Jets are as talented as any team. They are.
They are, but they're a hot mess with that coach.
Seems it.
Oh.
It really seems like that coach is going to be the reason.
And we're not talking about the coach, Rodgers. We're talking about
Robert Saleh. We're not talking about assistant coach Aaron Rodgers. The head coach, allegedly, Robert Saleh, has struggled to just keep the ship pointed downriver. Like, you got Aaron Rodgers, you got Breece Hall, you got Garrett Wilson, you have a really good team, a defense full, a GM who's done their job.
Except for Riddick.
Except the only problem with the GM is they hired the wrong coach. It seems to be missing.
Well, the problem is, too, and a bunch of them were saying ESPN Greeny, Mike Greenberg, who's a diehard Jets fan.
Yes, yeah.
They're like, you know, there's always been a level at that where the Jets have been, and it's not been very good.
Right.
So Rodgers walks in going, hey, this is what I expect. Mm-hmm. You know, so kudos on him at trying to, you know, put that standard. But it's still the Jets, you know. So I don't think if they lose three more, Sal will be gone.
If they go to like 2-4, their coach is the first fired. I still can't believe Doug Peterson at 0-4 and looking awful. has
a job.
Has a job still.
Yeah.
But yeah. And Nick Sirianni saves his job, you know, by winning one with the Eagles last week. But no, if you're
they didn't win.
They didn't win?
Oh, they lost.
Well, they can fire Nick Sirianni then. We could make a pool by next week as far as the first coach fired.
I think they lost. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like Mike McCarthy is on that list every week because they're I feel like that team has unreasonable expectations. Your head coach is Mike McCarthy. Yeah, your owner is Jerry Jones. You're
Eagles
gonna win.
Lost to the Buccaneers.
Ooh.
33-16.
Ooh, a whooping.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Once again, we can circle like and I listen all week to sports radio too. Yeah. So you get these cycles of talking about like why this coach is fireable, why he's not. Nick Sirianni is the most talked about wanting to get fired.
I mean, if the Bears hadn't won that he might still be in that conversation. He's going to be in that conversation all year.
All year, yeah, because they're going to be around a 500 team no matter what they do. Matt Eberflus for the Chicago Bears might be the problem. I said this last week, defensive coaches, Matt Eberflus is one. If you're a defensive head coach, man, you just don't have the ability to turn a team around like you do as an offensive coach. If you're Kevin O'Connell, you're controlling the offense. You're putting points on the board. You can hire a great defensive coach like in Brian Flores, a former head coach.
Yep.
But it just seems like every time Vic Fangio for the Broncos,
Eagles.
And that was for the Eagles, the defense. He went from being a head coach to fired twice in 2 years as a D coordinator. I just don't feel like being a defensive-minded head coach has the runway.
Zimmer.
Correct.
Mike Zimmer down in Dallas. Yeah. That's working out really well.
That was a bad hire. Turns out former head coaches don't make great.
Well, it's not just former head coaches. It's older.
Correct.
You know, Nick Fangio. I mean, Vic Fangio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's older. I mean, he's probably one of their up there, you know. So is Mike Zimmer. I mean, name all those defensive coordinators that are like, you know, maybe it's time to let
the
younger.
The Saints offensive coordinator for the last many years was finally let go this last year, replaced by Clint Kubiak, and their offense looks real deal.
Well, was.
You know, it looks better.
It's, yeah,
there's something about getting some new, you know, some new.
Well,
I mean, not that they're younger and like can connect. It's a new voice.
I think it's younger and connecting as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can relate to your players.
Yep.
You know, O'Connell, just because it's my Viking. I mean, he's a first year coach and he's one of the younger ones in the
league. He was the youngest head coach in the league when he was hired 3 years ago. Yeah. And now he's still very, very young, but he has absolutely proven himself to be a top 10 coach, right? Like he hasn't won anything yet. So you can't rank him near Reed, but you got to rank him above Mike although McCarthy's won a Super Bowl, but do you rank him lower than that? You know,
he won the same Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, right?
That's fair. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, we won one. Yeah.
Still won. But, yeah, I guess, you know, I look at it. There are a lot of them are getting younger. I mean, what's his name? The new Seattle Seahawks coach.
Oh, yep. Mike McDonald.
Yeah. That came over from Baltimore.
Their team looked really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't win last night, but
that was a shootout and a half.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it was a good game to watch. But I guess, you know, coaching does matter and having it, you know, I think the older guys that have been around for a long time, their ways made me not the best way to do it.
Correct. Yeah. You know? I think I'd like to consider myself not an old guy quite yet.
Yeah, you are.
Quite yet. You know, I feel like I'm 138 years old, but I'm really only in my 40s.
Mm, some days.
Yeah. So who's the best team in football? We have exactly two undefeated teams.
Well.
Who's better, Kansas City or Minnesota? Kansas City, right?
No.
You think Minnesota's the best team in football? Are they better than Buffalo? Buffalo's 3-1.
Meh. What did Buffalo look last night?
Houston's 3-1.
No, Sunday night, I mean Buffalo.
There is some teams not very good that are 3-1. Like, I don't think Tampa Bay is winning a playoff game. I don't
think they are.
Washington's going to win a playoff game this year.
Hmm.
Jaden Daniels looks incredible to watch. He's making throws that 10-year pros aren't making.
I got all these games for this week. Buccaneers. I'll just start naming off teams. You say just yes or no because we don't have a lot of time.
No.
Just saying yes or no if they make the playoffs. Buccaneers.
No.
Falcons.
No.
Vikings, yes.
I guess the Saints win that division by default then.
Probably. I'm going to skip the Panthers, skip the Bears. Ravens, yes.
Yeah.
Bengals, they're 1-3.
I mean, no, I don't think so. They don't look great. No, Joe Burrow's a little overrated. Jamar Chase might be a little overrated, and their defense is no good.
Bills versus the Texans.
Yes. That's great. That's a great matchup. But, I mean, that's a potential AFC championship game to me. I really think Houston gets better and better and better.
Mm-hmm. They're not looking as good as last year because everybody's figured out CJ Stroud.
You're figuring it out, but they're also figuring it out too. It's that counter thing.
Waiting for Stephon Diggs to really.
Yep,
just,
you're waiting,
I mean,
for
he's
like
already doing what he needs to do. But yeah,
I think they got a great coach and system in place where the league is adjusting to them. They adjust to the league. It's that back and forth that separates the good from the great teams.
Colts versus the Jaguars. Colts aren't going to go, are they?
I mean, that's one of those feels like...
Depends if Richardson's healthy.
It's one of those weird by default things. They might be the second best team in that division. They might win 9 games and be terrible.
Dolphins versus Patriots.
Dolphins are awful without a quarterback. They are terrible. And the Patriots are a good awful. Like, their defense, they are one of those, they play hard. I like the Patriots to win more games than the Dolphins if they don't have Tua.
Yeah.
I watched them last night, and Miami, without a real deal quarterback...
Yep.
is amongst the bottom third of the league. They're real bad.
Browns versus Commanders. Commanders?
Commanders are a playoff team. They're going to win that division. They're going to win a weak division. They're going to win 10, 11 games, and Jaden Daniels is going to be Rookie of the Year.
I think he's going to be Rookie of the Year.
I think, I mean, if he, quite honestly, if he gets that team to 11 wins, you could put him also in the MVP conversation. Yeah. No question about it. The numbers he's putting up, he's throwing like 80% of his completions, which is not a video game. You can't do that.
Yeah. Browns?
Oh, terrible.
Raiders, Broncos, either one of those?
No.
Cardinals, 49ers.
I mean, I'm a Cardinals fan. I want them to turn the corner, but they just never will. 49ers are the best team in that division.
They were.
I think Seattle and Seattle and the Niners are the playoff teams out of there.
Sure.
I think you get 2 out of the NFC North. I don't think you're going to get 3. I think you're going to get Detroit.
So is it Detroit, Minnesota, or Detroit?
Detroit, Minnesota. Yeah. They're going to continue.
At this point, as of right now.
Green Bay's going to win 10 games and might miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
And like I said, their defense isn't blowing you away. Their offense is looking really good.
Packers and the Rams. So we just said that. Rams? Are they making – I mean, they're just riddled with injuries.
I like the Packers to win that game. The Rams, I don't. Maybe it's because I don't pay that much attention to West Coast football or the Rams in general. I kind of forget about them as a franchise.
They're out. Both Puka
Nakua and Cooper Kupp are
both out. So really, there's not much left.
Right.
Seahawks versus the Giants. Seahawks will make it.
Yes. Yeah, they look good.
Cowboys and the Steelers.
I like the Steelers.
That'd be a good game to watch.
I like the Steelers to keep winning games. I got a chance to catch some of their highlights and how they – I was watching the NFL Network, how they – How they
run? They're
an efficient team. They don't run it really well.
They're gritty.
Yeah.
Really gritty.
They've taken on the personality of their head coach. They're gonna do what the Steelers have done under Mike Tomlin every year, which is have an advantage because your coach has motivated you to win some games. He's great.
I hope the Cowboys just lose after signing both those guys.
I get so excited to watch the Cowboys lose. They're more fun to watch lose than just about any team win.
Saints and the Chiefs. That'll be a good game, too, I think.
Those are playoff teams, right? Those are both playoff teams, and I like the Chiefs, too. I like the Chiefs to overcome their injury issues better than about any other team in the league.
Well, last year.
Yeah, their GM knows how to
find
a guy.
They had no receivers last year.
Their GM knows how to find a guy. Andy Reid knows how to scheme it up.
Yep.
And Patrick Mahomes can throw anybody open.
But
in the
Saints
league.
Have lost the last 2 games.
They have.
Yeah.
I still like. I like
always
what they did.
I don't like the stain. I mean, I used to like them when Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after we beat them in the Minneapolis Miracle. I really like the Saints.
Well, Dennis Allen was the coach that was handpicked by Sean Payton to take that team over.
Yeah.
He could be on his way out if they don't make the playoffs,
absolutely.
Too. I don't know enough about him. I don't know what they're bringing. Their offense looks nice, but when you're losing...
Clint Kubiak is that one.
When you're losing and you have a guy that can be the head coach on your staff, makes it kind of easy to say bye to a head coach who doesn't win games.
Yeah. So that's all the teams right now. Well, no, because Detroit, because they're in a bye. Those byes start this week, so I don't even know who's on the bye.
No, Detroit still looks better than Green Bay, still looks better than Minnesota.
I mean,
but the shine, maybe it's because they've been on TV so often this year. They've been in primetime every week that I've been able to watch more Lions games than but any other team.
Good last. See, when you say the best team in NFL, I mean, as proud as I am of a Viking fan, that Detroit.
Jared Goff did not have an incompletion yesterday. Did I?
18 for 18. Plus, he caught.
Receiving touchdown. Yeah. Oh, it was. And by the way, that receiving touchdown, you could see it coming, and it was perfect.
See, and now perfect. Detroit's offense kind of is, and Minnesota's are all those offensive weapons.
Yes.
And that O line is good. Yep. I think Detroit's kind of their real weakness is their rookie, their secondary.
They have the youngest starting defense in the league.
Terry Arnold from Alabama, they picked up.
A lot of hands on that guy. He's been.
I think he's got like 7 penalties as of last night.
He gets to the point where a guy's committing defensive pass interference calls over and over. You're scheming those into your offensive plan. You're saying, go deep on this guy.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Just go deep and just run into him.
He'll get nervous and he'll put his hands on you and then we'll just get it down there.
But as rookie, you know. When you're relying on rookies like Detroit has done the last couple of years, when you're relying on rookies, sometimes it really, really works well. Like, their team looked really good. But once in a while, it takes time.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe once in a while, you overvalue how good a guy is, although Terry Arnold looks like he was great in college. Yeah. So, yeah.
Little under 2 minutes left.
Jeez, that was our NFL show. Real quick, I watched, is what it is.
Well,
we're going to handle the Brewers real quick. I watched them lose today. Today's Tuesday. They lost their opening playoff game 8-4. Freddie Peralta went 4 innings, gave up 3 runs, and was pulled after. I mean, you know, they didn't give him a chance to pitch into the 5th inning or in the 6th inning. He was done after 60 pitches. The reliever came in after him. Joel Pampas gave up 3 runs in 2 pitches. They never recovered. Super underwhelming because as the baseball playoffs go.
Are we into the playoffs now?
We are into the playoffs. Okay. They officially started this afternoon. The first game was like the Tigers. Sure. The Tigers made it. The Royals made it. The Twins didn't. They folded super well. We didn't talk about them, and they lost a bunch of games.
We
forgot to talk about them, and they lost.
Yeah.
Well, the unfortunate thing about the Brewers in the playoffs is game 2 is tomorrow. Game 2 might be their last game of the year. This is a team that won 93 games, and their season could once again be over before the first weekend of the playoffs.
Is it best out of 3?
No, the wild card opener, now that they've expanded the playoffs out, the lowest division winner, which was the Brewers, they only won 93 games. They play a wild card team. The wild card team's a three game series. So these wild card teams, most of them have started playing really well in the last couple weeks of the season to make the playoffs.
Right.
So they've got a rotation that's set to win 2 or 3 games
Brewers
in a row. Brewers are not that. They are going to be going.
They maintained it.
They've got a Tobias Myers probably starting tomorrow, who as a rookie pitched pretty well, but he's a rookie. And then it's going to be a bullpen game because it's all hands on deck. You're going to see him pitch 3 innings, and then you're going to see about 6 other guys.
30 seconds.
Pitch 5 throughout the rest of it for him. So, I mean, I really hope we get to talk about the Brewers next week.
Not during the NFL season.
They deserve to win a playoff series one time. Man, thank you, DJC, for showing up and doing this. Pushing buttons is always harder than it looks.
Yes, it is.
And DRT lets us come in here. They trust you with keys. So, bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you.